I don't know if you noticed last Sunday, on Palm Sunday, when we read the Passion account of St. Mark, a rather strange detail that he alone includes in his telling of our Lord's Passion. It came during the agony in the garden, when the crowd came to arrest the Lord Jesus. St. Mark said, "A young man followed him, wearing nothing but a linen cloth about his body. They seized him, but he left the cloth behind and ran off naked." Very strange detail. We might wonder why Mark included that. If you read Mark's account of our Lord's resurrection, we read it last night at the Easter Vigil, a different gospel than this morning, you would see that this young man reappears when Jesus is risen. The women come to the tomb, talking about how they're going to roll away that heavy stone when they get there, and are shocked to find when they get there, the stone has been rolled away. And then we're told, on entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe, and they were utterly amazed. Who is this young man who ran off naked during our Lord's agony and now appears at the tomb again, clothed in a white robe? And what's up with his odd choice in apparel? The white robe, as you may know, is a symbol of baptism. Every minister in the sanctuary, priest, deacon, server, wear the white robe, the alb, as a reminder of our baptism. Every one of us was dressed in white in our baptism. It's the garment of a disciple of Christ. This young man was a follower of Jesus, but then when that crowd with swords and clubs came to try to seize him, he ran away. He was a follower in his white robe until the going got tough. Then he left his white robe behind, abandoned the Lord, and ran away. But now when Jesus is risen from the dead, here he is, clothed again in his white robe, a disciple once more, a follower of the Lord. He's been restored. And now he's encouraging others. When the women come to the tomb, he says, "He's not here, he's risen. Go tell his disciples that he's going before you to Galilee." This is the joy of Easter. With Christ, it's never one shot, and if you fail, you're out. Christ, risen from the dead, brings a new beginning. It happens with Peter, too. We hear about him a lot in this Easter season. In the first reading, he proclaimed so boldly the resurrection of Christ. Peter, of course, denied that he even knew Jesus three times on that Holy Thursday night. He, too, abandoned the Lord. And yet, after the resurrection, when Jesus returns, he doesn't scold and condemn Peter. He meets him on the shore of the Sea of Galilee and asks him three times, "Do you love me?" Allowing him to begin again, to follow him. And then he gives him the new command, "Feed my sheep, Peter. Now that you've been restored, let's begin again. And I have a mission for you." This is the Easter joy. We can all identify with this because all of us experience our weakness, our sinfulness. On Good Friday, when we venerated the Holy Cross, we were reminded of just what our sins cost our Lord. But now on Easter Sunday, risen from the dead, he comes back not to condemn us, but to offer us a new beginning in hope. He says to us, "Let's begin again." And as the women said to the disciples, so the Lord says to us, "I'll go before you." Because you see, this good news is not just that our Lord says, "All right, you get a second shot, good luck," and then goes off to heaven. No, he says, "Let's begin again, and I will go before you. I will give you the strength to follow me anew. We experience this especially in the sacraments in the church. The sacrament of reconciliation is always the Lord saying, let's begin again. You have fallen, but rise again. Begin to follow me. And Holy Communion is the Lord saying, I go before you. I want to give you strength. I want to feed and nourish the divine life in you so that you can give yourself to me fully and you can follow me to eternal life. Last night we rejoiced to welcome 6 new Catholics into the church at the Easter Vigil as they received the sacraments of initiation. Christ's church is alive. Men and women are still drawn to him and to his church. We are members of that church. It's a church certainly made up of sinners. Every one of us is in need of mercy. But the church is also the place where we will find Jesus. At the heart of the church is Jesus Christ, especially in the Holy Eucharist. So on this Easter Sunday, let's take advantage of the gift of a new beginning that our Lord offers us and the strength that he gives us to follow him anew. Let's heed the words of St. Paul, who said to the Colossians, if you were raised with Christ, seek what is above. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. That invitation to a new beginning in discipleship. Mother Teresa, St. Teresa of Calcutta, would often remark in these beautiful words, yesterday is gone, and tomorrow has not yet come. We have only today, so let us begin. My friends, let us begin today. On this day that the Lord has made, this glorious Easter Sunday, to begin again, to be disciples of Christ, and to offer the whole of our lives to him, asking him to lead us to that place of life and light, the glory of his heavenly kingdom. St. Gerard Magella, pray for us.